yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Daesh has crumbled. Yet even as the core group, once based in Raqqa, Syria, continues its demise, it seeks to expand elsewhere, boasting active affiliates in countries like Egypt, Libya, Yemen, and Afghanistan. It has also made inroads into Southeast Asia, particularly the Philippines. Opinion is divided on what will happen next, now that Daesh has lost its place in the heart of the Middle East. Some believe the terrorist group will seek to re-emerge right back where it had started, in Iraq and Syria, while others suggest that it will reappear elsewhere. Historically speaking, terrorist groups tend to establish roots in weak states plagued by persistent civil conflict, sectarian tension, and the government inability to maintain a monopoly on the use of force. Given where Daesh already maintains affiliates, there are several potential candidates for its next headquarters, including Libya, the Sinai Peninsula, Afghanistan, Yemen, the Philippines, as well as several regions across Africa. In Libya, where Daesh claims to have about 6,500 members, the terrorist group has taken over an area roughly 160 kilometers southeast of its former stronghold in Sirte. It has training and operational bases throughout the central and southern parts of the country. Up to now, the group's Libyan affiliate has been connected to two major terrorist operations abroad: the Manchester concert bombing last May and the Berlin Christmas market attack in December 2016.
We're here to actually give the message of Islam, which is love for all, hatred for none, to the wider public, that what happened yesterday was an awful attack, and we're here to actually condemn that attack.
A similar breeding ground has been developed in the Sinai Peninsula, Egypt, already home to a fanatical Daesh group that has gathered momentum in recent months. It is responsible for the attack on the Metrojet flight 9268, downed about 2 years ago by a bomb that killed all 224 people on board.
Terrorists want to bring down aircraft to instill fear, disrupt our economies, and undermine our way of life. And it works, which is why they still see aviation as the crown jewel target in their world.
The group is also responsible for attacking Coptic Christian churches in the country.
These men were specifically targeted for their faith, we must also remember that ISIS spares no one that doesn't adhere to their poisonous ideology. From Shiite Muslims to Yazidis to foreign aid workers.
Through a series of deadly attacks targeting Afghanistan's Shia community, Daesh has established itself as one of the main causes of instability in the country. Last October, the group orchestrated a wave of suicide bombings directed at Shia targets, including several mosques, which killed more than 100 and wounded another 200.
پروژه ساخته شده بود برای عراق و برای سوریه و در نهایتش چون در اونجا بیشتر تقابل روس و آمریکا صورت گرفتن و در نهایتش در اونجا آمریکایی‌ها یک مقدار عقب نشینی میکنه و گروه‌های تروریستی مخصوصا داعش در افغانستان این پروژه های بزرگی هستند که توسط قدرت های بزرگ جهانی امروز مدیریت میشه و این ما هستیم که به خاک خون کشته میشیم.
In late January, the group attacked the aid group Save the Children,
Today, three of Save the Children staff members got killed in a violent attack against our office in Jalalabad in Afghanistan. And of course, I and the whole of Save the Children are deeply, deeply saddened by this. And I don't have words to describe how sad and appalled we are by this violent attack.
This act of violence was followed by another attack on a Kabul military academy that killed 11 Afghan soldiers.
Боевики целенаправленно расползаются за пределы Ближнего Востока, концентрируются в нестабильных регионах с прицелом на создание в них новых очагов напряженности и вооруженных конфликтов. Наиболее интенсивно бандиты перемещаются на территорию Афганистана, где уже имеются позиции ИГИЛ, и откуда они получают возможность просачиваться в Центральную Азию, Иран, Китай и Индию. Используя афганский плацдарм, террористы предпринимают попытки совершать атаки и против России. Кроме того, новые опорные пункты МТО создаются в Йемене, Центральной Африке и Юго-Восточной Азии.
The U.S. Defense Department has acknowledged that Daesh has doubled its size in Yemen over the past year, taking advantage of a power vacuum due to that country's ongoing war. In recent months, Yemen has moved up on the U.S. list of counter-terrorism priorities, as Daesh terrorists fleeing Iraq and Syria will lead to the southern parts of the country, previously dominated by Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. In many ways, the Philippines can be a tempting destination for Daesh to relocate and establish a home base. As an archipelago consisting of more than 7,600 islands, the country's geography itself makes security a tasking job to keep. Moreover, the presence of insurgent groups could allow Daesh to establish a foothold, pretending to fight for local grievances.
For 154 days of the siege of Marawi by the Daesh-inspired multi-ISIS group, in crossing thus far the most serious attempt to export violent extremism and radicalism in the Philippines and in the region, we have contributed to preventing its spread in Asia and gave our share to maintaining global peace, stability and security.
Despite recent calls for Daesh terrorists to travel to the Congo in Central Africa to organize a new safe haven, the country is not an ideal place for them, since its civil war does not have an Islamic religious dimension, and the nation still lacks good transportation and financial and communications infrastructure. The Congo is a good example that Daesh cannot flourish, or at least is not interested in states that are too weak or geographically isolated. To many of Daesh's surviving members, the loss of Iraq and Syria is no more than a temporary pause. Studies show that a significant number of them are believed to be searching for new battlefields or refuge in Muslim countries, as Robin Wright, a Middle East expert, wrote in The New Yorker last October. As the conflict in Iraq and Syria is ebbing away, the international community should survey the world to anticipate where future threats like Daesh might develop or reemerge.
People in our region have made wrong choices. Wrong choices from supporting Saddam Hussein, to supporting Taliban, to supporting Al-Qaeda, to supporting ISIS, to supporting Nusra. And they reap the consequences. Instead of looking seriously at the results of their own action, the easiest way for them is to blame somebody else. Sometimes Russia, mostly Iran. That's not an answer. We in Iran have always pushed for political ways out of these crises.
In this regard, regional powers like Iran and its allies, as have shown in the collapse of Daesh in Iraq, can force terrorist groups to spend their time on survival, while depriving them the freedom to operate in fragile states.
It's like killing an octopus. We've driven a knife into its heart, but the tentacles have spread. And I see that Jane Harman here is, and we continue to assess that ISIS will remain a threat, partly because it's more than just a terrorist organization. It is an ideology.
Fighting against Daesh is doomed to failure as long as the group's ideology, that is Takfiri Wahhabism, is not fought against or is ignored altogether.